Johnson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The relatives of Ukrainian victims of a Russian missile attack in the central part of the country held tearful funerals as they buried the children and adults who were killed in a Russian missile airstrike. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Almost all of the 23 victims of the attack died when two missiles slammed into an apartment building, including six children. As mourners hold candles, cross themselves, and sing, the priest waves a vessel containing incense over the coffins. He says he knew the children personally and baptized them at the very same church that now holds their funerals. Russia's war has brought more deaths elsewhere, as the governor of a Russian region bordering Ukraine says four people have been killed in a Ukrainian rocket attack on a nearby village. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Meanwhile, as VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, Ukraine's president is signaling the start of a spring counteroffensive.
Ukrainian forces trained for battle somewhere in the southeastern Zaporizhia region late last week. Ukraine is expected to launch a long-anticipated spring counteroffensive following Russia's winter offensive, resulting in small gains despite bloody fighting. For months, Kyiv has requested advanced weaponry from the West, most recently asking for F-16 fighter jets or similar aircraft. To date, that has not happened in the public eye. Ukraine's president says there's no time left and that the